This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have much to cover, and I mean that. I'm telling you what, folks. You know, I did an interview yesterday. I did one today. I got another one right after the show, and it goes like that. That's the anointing. People say all the time, I could listen to this all day. I could listen to you, Bradley, all day. I know, but I only have an allotted time, just for the record. It's not me. It's my allotted time, okay? So enjoy it while you can get it. And I'm enjoying this as much as you are, concerning the anointing. And I'm talking about Isaiah 10:27. I don't so much enjoy the content that I have to share with the American people. But, you know, with that said, I did this interview today. It was a Salem Communication guy. He was one of the dinosaurs that was out there, and I don't mean that disrespectful, but he's been out there for a long time, and I get a phone call, and he said, are you ready to go on? I jumped on with him really quick, and he's talking about this political conversation that doesn't constitutionally exist, and he kept asking me, what are my thoughts? I said, well, we can talk about Biden all day, but we need to talk about impeachment, we need to talk about prosecution, and we need to talk about the fact that he's committed the act of treason. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and Article 3, Section 3, Article 3. And equate that to Judas, and because that's what we have in office right now, and this is what the people are tolerating, Luke 22:48. So I went on and I said, well, we can keep asking these questions all day, but the fact of the matter is you have to consider the source concerning the media that 94% of the people don't believe. The American people are allowing them to control the opposition, therefore lead the opposition, and they're going to continuously get the same results. He kept talking about Republicans and Democrats, and I said, well, listen, we say this on my radio show, the Sons of Liberty Radio. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. We are not ruled by unconstitutional parties, nor, not just those two, nor the other 99 that are thrown in the mix to do what? It's designed to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, and to confuse. And we all understand that God is not a God of confusion, 1 Corinthians 14:33. Okay, so I'm going to keep doing this. So you may just see me on some of the major networks, or should I say the mainstream media networks. And the reason I'm there is because I want people to get educated, and I want people to think about what they're being taught by their favorite conservative talking heads. I'm not there to undermine them. I'm there to correct them, to instruct them. And if I need to, I'll reprove them, 2 Timothy 3:16. So, a lot going on here, folks. And in the process of that, I also want to say this. Yesterday, we had been contacted by some friends of friends that are concerned for their friends and how it is that they're being led astray with questions that can't be answered. And I'm talking about scripturally. And I want to make clear this because I've seen this since day one. When I first got saved, I was so absolved and absorbed into the Word of God that my cup overflowed. And it's still that way. I live my life where the Word is overflowing. That's the best way and the best place to be consumed by the Word. And when people are brought about to answer questions that they themselves cannot answer, which happens quite a bit, you have to question and consider the source as to where it's coming from. If someone, and what am I saying? I'm trying to say this. We follow Jesus Christ here. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, that men might find their faith in the wisdom, not in men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, and it tells us in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And if you go over to 1 Thessalonians 1:5, it tells us what? It tells us that they might find their faith not in men, just like it tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:5, but that they might have strong confidence and much assurance, that's the preacher, that they might find their faith in what? The Lord. And the word comes in much affliction, but power in the Holy Ghost. Okay? Now, me and Tim constantly have people that are asking questions or they're trying to combat us. 99% of the time, people bring things to us, we ask them where it is in the Word. We never hear from them again. The Bible is clear that it tells us that to whom the Lord sends, they speaketh forth His Word. Now, I'm going to stop right there because people get confused by people that are not born of the Spirit, that are putting questions to the Scripture that they themselves don't understand, and they want to be a stumbling block to others because they themselves don't understand. Beware. Beware. We stick to what we know here, and I know I'm speaking to a lot of people out there. These people that I'm highlighting right now remind me of the Epicureans. And I want you to hear this really quick. There were certain philosophers of the Epicureans and the Stoics and who encountered the disciples, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, some, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preacheth unto them Jesus and the resurrection." Men that are not born of the Spirit, John 3:6, don't understand the things of the Spirit. Follow Jesus and Him alone. As I just said, Jesus is not the author, nor is the Lord the author of confusion. Read 14:33. So if you're confused, shut those people off. Furthermore, I notice that when people do that, they put questions to other people. It has nothing to do with following Christ. Nothing to do. Matthew 4:19. Jesus said, "Those that follow me, I'll cause them to be fishers of men." They get them off the straight and narrow, talking about things that are irrelevant to the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. What does that have to do with seeking and saving the lost? If it has nothing to do with it, you keep following Jesus. That is man-made garbage. And I'm not saying some of these questions don't need to be answered. Yes, absolutely. But isn't that why we have the Holy Ghost who brings forth revelation? Absolutely. Absolutely. Here, let me solidify this with a couple more scriptures. Paul said, "I dare not speak of those things which Christ has not done through me." How many of these men that propose questions to others because they themselves cannot answer it, and they mean it not out of sincerity, but to be a stumbling block in those that are going on with the Lord? You need to go past those. The blind lead the blind. They all end up in the ditch, and they're in the ditch. Don't expect blind men to lead you. Read Romans 15:18 when you get a moment. And I want to say this. Stay steadfast, fixed in direction, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, which these people that propose such questions that they cannot answer, they have no idea what I just got done saying. Follow Jesus and you will not be confounded. He promised it. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy, friends. You know, when you look at the promises of the Lord promising to bring all things to the light, that's exactly what he does. And I hope people are paying attention to the fact that that's what he does, because when the Lord, through his mercy, shows us and uncovers them, you know, the Bible tells us that all things will be brought to the light. When we see the evil, he looks to the church to bring forth, and governments, hand in glove, read the Old Testament. Matter of fact, the cases were brought to the priests, then to the judges, friends. Let's put it in order. Order here, okay? Because they knew God's law, so they enforced God's law. It's called ecclesiastical law. If you go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, or Yorktown, you're going to find out exactly what I'm talking about. Just talk to one of the reenactment historians over there, and you'll learn really quick. But I want to say this. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. There truly is. Here, I want to say this, and it's one of those, again, how do I say it, guys? Someone want to give me a little advice here. How do I say it without being perceived as being cocky? I told you that when the said Governor Whitmer, and I brought this up several times, she was dethroned by the state government and federal judges during the pandemic for her crimes against the people in Michigan. I remember I was out there and I was doing one of the 46 events that I've done over the last 3 years there. And I remember walking out of the hotel and looking up, and before I knew it, they were dethroning this witch. And she is a witch. Don't get me wrong. This is not name calling. It's a fact. She ran her re-election upon a Ouija board along with her witchy staff. No joke. Okay, we've played this for you. We've showed this to you before. But when I noticed that she was dethroned for her crimes against against the people in Michigan, it just flipped over from Friday to Monday. And before we knew it, they had put Governor Whitmer from Michigan into the victim position. Now, if you don't know anything about history, friends, as a matter of fact, the Queen of England used to do it quite a bit. When she would fall out of favor with the people, they would report to the people that there was another assassination attempt on her life. It was all fraudulent, of course. It was all fiend. It was all contrived and fabricated to what? Win the support of the people. Donald Trump's doing it right now. If you're not paying attention and you know nothing of history or the tactics of your enemies, then you know what? Just go away, because you're not a part of those that want to understand. You're a part of those that put your finger on your eyeball because you don't want to see the truth. You're one of those that could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. Okay? But we are. We want the truth. We want to walk in the light while we have the light, because darkness is upon us, Scripture tells us. But I had warned when she was put into the victim position right off the bat. I said that whole thing, just like January 6th, was contrived from start to finish. That's what I said. And it wasn't a week and a half later, all of a sudden, it started to come to the light that the whole plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer, it was a fraud. And it was being made known to the people in Michigan and the United States of America that the FBI had informants and had set these guys up concerning this plot. And I said it not once, I didn't say it twice, I said it probably about 5 to 10 times, telling you that we're going to find out it was the FBI that was responsible concerning this red flag attack that allegedly took place concerning that of Governor Whitmer. Well, guess what, friends? DailyCaller.com reported last three men acquitted in Whitmer kidnapping plot, chock full of FBI meddling. Americans, have you figured out that they're using these unconstitutional agencies, the ATF, the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, the list goes on. They're using them to set up their political opposition. And what they do is they aim them at the corrupt in hopes of making the innocent out to be the criminal and then the guilty made out to be the innocent. Right? That's a bad, bad place to put yourself. The Lord calls that an abomination, and He will see vengeance upon it Himself. Proverbs 17:15. Look at this. The Hill reported three men cleared in last Whitmer kidnapping plot trial. Wait a second. What about all of the FBI's mischief and their nefarious activities that were taking place during that plot and setting these men up for a crime that they did not commit? Well, we were talking about that yesterday, weren't we? Concerning January 6th. Folks, this is going to come to your front door, Amos 6:3, if you do not take responsibility concerning the crimes that are being committed by your said representative government, and I'm talking about the corrupt, and the agencies, the unconstitutional agencies that they're using against you. They're arming these agencies. 87 agencies are being armed to the hilt by federal government with your money. With your money. You already know this, okay? I wanted to bring that to the clear so you could understand what was going on. I also wanted you to see this, folks, that this is breaking. This is Red Right updates. The breaking news is the IRS agent kills fellow agent at Phoenix shooting range. Can anybody tell me why the IRS is using weapons? Can anybody tell me why the federal government is arming these individuals? And you got to ask yourself the question, how is it that if you're an American-born individual that you can take up arms against your own people? I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you're fighting against each other, you're fighting against the wrong people. I'll say it again. If you're fighting against each other, you're fighting against the wrong people. You need to take it up. These, the people that are driving the narrative, are the ones that are pitting one another against each other. And you need to know the difference. Mark 3:25. I'll say it one more time. If you are warring, or if you are pitted one against another, Consider the source as to who's driving the divide and conquer narrative. If you are pitting yourself, or if you're divided against, or if you're fighting one another, you are fighting the wrong people. And I'm talking about these political narratives, this propaganda narrative that they continuously spew out of their filthy, rotten, lying mouths. Proverbs 19:9. Also, read Micah 6:16 when you get a moment. Now, what I'm going to do is real quick is I'm going to take this call while we got a couple more minutes. We got Steve calling from Castleberry, Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and talk about everything you're talking about. I mean, the general tyranny that we're seeing across this country. You know, I always say on my channel, American Patriots for God and Country, that this is a battle of good versus evil. Quite clearly, we're seeing evil is very prevalent across this world today. And I think that if you think that that means there's not an opposite, which is good in God, then I think you're foolish. But the Bible talks about how in the last days there would be a lot of fools and slanderers, to your point earlier, where you were talking about how they're always psychologically projecting onto the innocent what they, as the guilty party, are doing.
Okay. Yep. I'm still following.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we have a lot of problems in this country that need to be addressed, and I think the problem is we have a lot of Christians that don't know their Bible well enough, and they also
But hang on a second, Steve. Hang on a second, Steve. It tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15, my friend, that we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus said in John 7:17, he said, it was the first prerequisite that if you're to follow me, you must know concerning the doctrine. So when we talk about this, and I hear this all the time, and I'm just asking, I'm just putting a tighter line to this. That's all I'm doing, Steve. They're not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. And that's what people need to come to the conclusion when it comes to the people that call themselves Christians, because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. As a matter of fact, if you look at John 19:15, they were the ones that were responsible for crucifying him, saying, hey, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar, and Jesus warned us of that as well in Mark 8:15. Continue on, my friend.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. I mean, we always talk about rhinos, which are Republicans in name only. I think you have a lot of in-name onlys right now. We have a president in name only. We have Republicans in name only. We have Christians in name only. And
amen.
Thank God we have some Muslims in name only, because if all of them were following their psychotic ideology to a T, then we have a lot more crazy people trying to actually do what the Quran teaches them to do, right?
Yeah.
So this is an interesting whatever you want to call it. It's a paradox, whatever. And, you know, we just need to stand up for what's right at all costs. God spoke the truth when he was here, and he always stands for truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes from the Father but by me. And let's not forget, he preached the message of hell more than he did heaven, because people need to know where they're going to go if they don't straighten themselves out.
Amen.
Steve, you got about
5 seconds. What's your channel? What's your channel, my friend?
It's American Patriots for God and Country on Rumble. You can follow me there.
Amen.
Also Telegram and Brighteon. Thanks for having me.
Yep, absolutely. Good job, Steve. Welcome back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment, ultimately acquitting him.
This judgment will be filed with the Secretary of State, and Attorney General Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr. is hereby, at this moment, reinstated to office.
That's Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. On the second day of the UAW strike, discussions are underway between United Auto Workers and Ford and General Motors. Negotiations, which paused on Friday, have now resumed, with both GM and Ford expressing their commitment. Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn, shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned that they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care, and Rosalynn was diagnosed with dementia. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I really like that last call. He sounded like a young man, and he sounded like he had a heart that is searching for the truth, and he was willing to actually stand up and say what needed to be said. So I just want to let you know, Steve, I totally appreciated that call, brother, and I wish we had a lot more of that going on across the country, and I'm glad you're in the state of Florida, and I hope you're paying attention as to what's happening in the governor's office and in the capital of the states, namely that of the United States of America. I got 100 things I want to share again, and I got to share one of these. And this is one of those things that bothers me to no end, as you all well know. And I could do a whole show on this, but I'm not going to do it. There's this kid out there that wrote a song, and he's playing the preacher in front of everybody. And I guess his video actually went viral, and I'm glad it did, concerning his content and what he was sharing with everybody. I believe his name is Oliver Anthony. He explains how he found God. Okay, now, I want you to understand that in Ezekiel 36, it talks about how the Lord's going to give us a new heart. He's going to take the stony heart out of our flesh, and he's going to give us a new heart. I've shared with you in the past that I came out of the rock and roll world. And in the process of doing that, friends, one must understand that everything that came out of my mouth in the rock and roll world was the F word at least three times every sentence when it made absolutely no sense whatsoever. And so when one's born again of the Spirit, the first thing, at least this is how it worked for me, what the Lord did through transforming and converting me, Psalm 19:7, was he changed my heart instantaneously. Now, I could have never done this, but I had to take a second take to realize, wait a second. I remember one day I got up and none of that was in my heart anymore. The F word was not there. The expletives were not there. And we know what Scripture tells us in Ephesians 4:29 and James 1:26 and Colossians 3:8. We can even go back to Proverbs and understand that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I'm not talking about metaphysics here, friends. I'm talking about what is in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Lord tells us that we're going to be accountable for every idle word and every idle thought. Why? Because when we're born of the Spirit, the only thing that's going to come out of our heart is, guess what? His Word. As I said earlier during the first segment. That's what's going to come out of your mouth. And when I get around people, and I was just talking to Tim about this morning, morning show host, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I said, Tim, and I could say their names and you know who they were. They come across as being Christian, right? And when you're in... and you're in a position of being alone with them for a moment, all of a sudden you begin to hear what's in their heart, and it's not the Word. As a matter of fact, it sounds just like the world. And this is more than it's not. I remember when I was called up into a board meeting, and I was a baby Christian, and my whole ideal was, when I leave the world, I'm going to come into a perfect world. And I found just the opposite to be true. It's like Peter and Paul. One was sent to the uncircumcision, Paul, and Peter was sent to the circumcision. Neither one of them was equipped for that, but that's what the Lord did in showing them who does the equipping. Okay? Well, I remember this one time there was a board meeting, and I was covering for the youth pastor position because he got fired for back-talking the preacher, his overseer. And I remember when everybody left the room, the pastor's wife started to swear, and it's like, okay. It's a good gauge, friends. And I thought, what are we doing here? And then she noticed no one was there, and she turned around, she looked at me, and she says, just remember, you didn't hear that. And I have seen, I've been in a service where I was preaching at a funeral where the praise and worship guy came up to me and started mouthing the F word. I've had people that you know that you don't see on the show anymore, and there's a reason for it, where I waited for them at their homes, and when they come home, because it was just them and their family, everything that came out of his mouth was not what he should have been doing or saying in front of his family, because he showed his family and his children, namely, as to the path of how a hypocrite plays Christian here and then who he really is here. No, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and that's exactly what you see in these particular situations. But I've seen it where it's like, okay, and it's really easy for me to disrespect people when they profess to be something and they don't practice what they preach. Oh, my goodness. It's by King David. You say, well, Bradley, how do you substantiate that in Scripture? Oh, easy. The Bible says, be holy as I am holy. And when you're born of the Spirit, that's what you strive to be. And you learn his conversation. Here, let me give you a prime example. I remember we started watching the John Adams documentary. This is 10 years ago. And it was very, even the same thing with commentaries by Charles Spurgeon. Very difficult to understand the conversation. And then going back to John Adams' documentary, the more you watched it, the more you learned, and the more you began to understand that conversation, and that's all you began to talk. And you rose to the level of expectation in that conversation. You didn't lower yourself to the world. No. See, we used to understand growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I guess some people, not understanding that the man in the office, regardless of what office he's called to, they're one and the same. They're not two different people. But some people forget that. This Oliver Anthony guy is one of those guys. And I'll tell you what, when I seen it, I showed my wife, I started to laugh, and I just said, this is just wrong. No wonder why people don't believe in the Christ that they say they serve, because they don't believe in the Christ that they serve. They're believers that don't believe, that have never been converted. I'm thinking of Titus 3:5, renewing us in the Holy Ghost. And what? Renewing us and regenerating us by the Holy Ghost. Remember King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord. Those that walk in the light of the Lord's countenance. Remember, King David used to put a mark upon his mouth as to the things that he said, because he didn't want to offend God. Offend God. Thy word is hidden in my heart that I might not offend him. Right? Our conversation, I'm thinking of Philippians 1, our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not our old conversation. We're to put off the old man. We're to put on the new man. The Bible tells us that we're new creations in Christ Jesus. All things old have passed away. Right? King David said that he was a companion of all them that feared the Lord and of them that kept his precepts. Well, I want to go back over to this kid really quick, and I want you to see what he did and what he talked like when he was on Joe Rogan's show, because this boy doesn't understand salvation, and this boy doesn't understand that God is not mocked, and this boy doesn't understand number three, for the Lord thy God will not, for those that take his name in vain, the Lord will not hold him guiltless, right? That means you better practice what you preach. Here is this guy. You say, Bradley, you're being judgmental. No, I'm saying, biblical illiterate one, I'm saying I'm loving him enough to correct him, to reprove him, to instruct him in the ways of righteousness. Because Joe Rogan ain't going to do it, and 99% of what you call Christendom in this country, they're not going to do it because they don't know love. Because they've never been born of the Spirit, Romans 5:5. Check this kid out. This is Oliver Anthony. He said, I'm nobody special, and I want you to listen to this carefully.
Special, and I'm certainly not here to preach to anybody, but just from coming from somebody who was just in a really f***ed up place.
Blanked
up
place.
I went to the ER for everything that was going on. I mean, I thought I was seriously I was having shooting pains.
So why would that be the first thing coming out of his mouth? He's trying to be the light of the world. He's trying to influence the world by being a part of the world. That doesn't work. See, the church would have a convincing power of who they were if they were empowered by the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32. But the Holy Ghost is only given to those that obey. Period. We got Stacy calling from Rochester, Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
I just want to say you're exactly right that this is judgment, because we have not been sharing the blessed hope with everyone we meet. When we are in Christ, we won't stand by and watch these things.
Amen.
But we can also say that in Moses said, these Egyptians we will never see again. They're perishing. And we should have compassion enough to share with them that they are perishing. And they need Christ more than ever because of the evil they're perpetrating on us.
So let me ask you a question. Do we lower the standard then and become them? Is that the compassion you're talking about? Or are you talking about the compassion that cries out, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men?
Oh, that's exactly it. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Amen.
And in fact,
Amen.
We have to be smart. We can't go to Washington, D.C., which is a compromised place now. We have to find places within each state and bubble up from the bottom and take back these areas. If there's a decent judge in Minnesota, I don't know about it, but if there is, those are the places we need to go and say, hey, this is going on. We are not allowing this cheating going on. Because it's affecting the children. And I may myself show up at some of these clinics where they're injecting children and just with a silent sign say, these are not tested. Please think about, don't do this to your children. There are no testing going on.
Amen. Okay, so we kind of went from two different conversations, but I tracked with you all the way through. I was thinking about Bonhoeffer when you were saying that, Stacy, when he said that the ultimate test of a society, in other words, knowing that we did our job before the Lord, is what we leave to our children. And we can see that that is completely upside down. And I totally agree with your assessment. And the fact of the matter is, folks, we do need, and I'm again trying to follow through how we went from the Spirit right into the into a carnal conversation. And I'm not saying carnal in the sense of condemning. I'm saying we were talking about two different things there. So I agree with both things Stacy was just saying, but I was just saying, the bottom line is we need to stick to the Word. We need to get back to the Word. We need to understand what a real Christian is, and those that profess to be what they're clearly not. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. John 2:4, 1 John 2:4, also 2:6. Read it, folks. Those that say that they're going to follow the Christ, they better act accordingly.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me just say this for the record. We got some new people going on out there. We do not have sponsors. We're on 159 cities across the country. We do not have sponsors. But I do think it's very well worth preaching the gospel because this is what we're commanded to do. Okay? And we're not getting rich off of it. Just for the record, I'm giving you information, and I'm telling you to buy the truth and sell it not. That's all I'm telling you. It's not a message of covetousness in any sense of the word. It's a message of this is what's in my heart. And the fact of the matter is you need the gospel, the pure gospel, the unadulterated word of God, and that's what we're selling here. Okay? Just want to make clear, we got some new guys on there that are saying that's all I'm seeing is advertisements. Well, you know what? When you're on GCN Communications, Genesis Communication Networks, we're in their good graces. So I'm thankful that we have the opportunity, but I'm here again to make clear those are not our sponsors in any sense of the word. Okay? You'll know who we are by our sponsors, and you are our sponsors, period. Without you, we don't stay out there. Just wanted to make clear. Wanted to let you know if you want to jump on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Subscribe to those pages. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Also, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. So let me get over there. It's Friday. I appreciate, I almost felt like I was stuck there, right? I appreciate people that will take a bold stand. And as long as the name of Jesus is in it, I'm cool with it. I know that there's a lot of modern gospel out there where they use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5:13. They know nothing of love. They honor Jesus with their lips, but their hearts are far from Him. I see it all day long. And that's pretty much what you see. And then what you hear is, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That is the pearl to the church. But you must bring the law in as the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. Go to Mark 10:17. You'll understand perfectly. You don't lower the law, whereby men dim the light concerning their own guilt. No, you raise the law, and the law condemns us. And if I be a believer, which the law drives me to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, as D.L. Moody rightly said, if I be a believer, I'm a justified believer because I believe and I act upon my beliefs. That's a work of the Holy Ghost, and only a work of the Holy Ghost. And when you're born again of the Spirit, you're going to totally understand John 3:3. Again, the things that I'm sharing with you. There is two different languages, friends. There's a worldly language and there's a spiritual language. Read 1 John 4, verse 5. Okay? The world heareth them. Why? Because they are of the world. We are of God and they don't hear us. Why? Because we are born of God. Okay? I want to leave this on a positive. I want to encourage everybody. And I'm going to highlight a guy that took a bold stand. I see a lot of modern gospel in there. But the fact of the matter is he went right into the belly of the beast, which we've always done as a ministry. And he preached what he believed. And I hope the Lord will honor that. And I know that he will, because the Lord is looking for the faithful among men. Remember, he said that he would, concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he'd make himself strong on their behalf. Well, that's what he's looking for. And there's not many of them on this planet, I can tell you that. But I found one. And he went right into the center of a show. And I want you guys to see this. I want to put a smile on your face for a moment, if you don't mind. I know people like the bad news, but I like the good news. I like the resolve. That's what we're looking for. Real Christians are looking for the resolve. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking to highlight more of the problems that are taking place. My job is to show you your responsibility, and if you fail to take it, guess what? You're going to lose everything. Rest assured. You're going to lose everything. So let's go over here, and let's watch this show. Again, I'm not approving of any of the show hosts, just for the record, but I am approving the fact that the man is willing to go inside and to the heart and the belly of the beast to do what very few are willing to do. You ready for this? Check this out. This is here to put your smile on your face.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This came on my scroll.
Yeah, I did travel here from Chicago. Traveled, I thought that, you know, I would get a little empathy because I was on crutches, because I like to go on vacation and forget I'm black sometimes. Some people don't understand. It's a little stressful. When I got on the plane, this young lady clenched onto a purse. You know how you have to stand in first class and wait to get to the coach. And she clenched onto her purse like I was going to take it. And I was offended for two reasons. First reason is I can still take it. You're not that strong. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't been in the gym like that. Your little strength ain't going to stop my yank if I was a thief. And then second reason, where am I going to go? I have crutches. You think I'm going to steal your purse and go sit in 32C? I just think everybody should love everybody, right? Like, I just really believe in that.
There's the modern gospel, folks. Which is true.
And being a musician, man, I got to play for different churches. I grew up and I learned how to play in church, so I got to play for black church and white church. But white church is a little more simple. Their Jesus is simple. The chords are simple. Pastors, he gets up, he does his message. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Thank you, God. That whosoever believeth in him, you just have to believe.
shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And church is over. That is church in white church. It's real simple, to the point. Black church, I grew up, is different. You go to church on Sunday, and then when they preach, it's like serious. Like, put your hands together for Jesus. He's not too good. Hey, yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Put your hands together for Jesus. And the white people were like, their Jesus is angry. Jesus is very angry. Jesus has been through a lot. Thank you so much. I'm very good. God bless.
Okay, so folks, you know what? There's an anointing all over that, and that was fantastic. And he did it right in the heart of the world. How many people did he reach just by saying, just by preaching John 3:16? Okay, and we hear this all the time. And yes, I can correct all of that scripturally. We all should be able to. But you know what? That is the heart of the gospel. You know, when he gets up on a television program that has that much reach and influence, you know, I just wish people were more bold to do things like that, because he all the while knew what he was doing in the process of doing what he did. And he also understood what real love was, because he was willing to take it even if they would have shut him down in the middle of his message. And did they hate him for it? Nope, they loved him for it. Did he add a little humor? Yep, but still, the point was made, and the Lord will not fail to bear witness concerning the name of Jesus Christ. He always will. And remember, the Holy Ghost bears witness, because he's hovering around that cross, looking for those that are willing to take the cross with them so he can bear witness to the words. Because the Bible's clear. To you what the Son hath life. He who hath not the Son hath life. And in spite of us, it tells us in 1 Timothy, you know what, even if we're not faithful, he remains faithful. And that's what I love about the things of the Lord. He's not going to leave himself without witness, friends. And he never does. I want to say this really quick. We got about a minute left of the show. Again, just got done doing this book. By the way, my second book is coming in next week. I got about 1,000 of these. I'm not trying to dump them because I don't believe in what I just wrote. Nope. I'm holding to Scripture. I told you a week ago, some of the people that were actually proofreading this, we proofread it about 8 times. And thank you to my friends that did it. But what was interesting is one person came back and said, Bradley, there's so much word in it. Well, it's like we're called to be Christians, right? And the word is supposed to fill our heart. And that's all that should be coming out of us in the first place, is the word of God. But we are what we eat. And that's exactly what you're going to get here, is you're going to get what Bradley eats. And it's the word of God. And it's understanding what true Christianity is. And holding to the master and his word. And the testimony. Because I cannot speak out of school, friends. None of us are supposed to speak out of turn. And I'm talking about out of school. We better understand, again, as I said earlier, that we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not done through me, which is found in Romans 15:18. You better understand there's consequence to that. To he who brings the fire must endure the flame. And that's all I've got for you, friends. Most orders go out within a day, sometimes the same day. You'll have your orders in 3 to 5 days. Again, keep in mind, folks, got about 1,000 of them, and we'll get them sent out to you ASAP. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you. See ya.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extend-
extend your life with Extender.